scenario number two, which is equally as interesting. It has to do with when your credit union had to... You had to program your credit cards a second time after switching processors. So tell me about that situation.
So we decided to change our processor, and it was about a year after we had changed over all of our statements. We loved the fact that with our new statements with LaserTech that we had consistency in both our member statements and our credit card statements. Mm-hmm. So members knew exactly the layout and where things were going to be. So when we moved credit card processors, they had their own vendor, and they had never had another credit union that had asked to program their own statements. So it was an unusual situation, but we thought it was really important because it was about a year. We didn't want to change the statement again and the way that it looked. And it wasn't possible to do that with the vendor. And so we contacted LaserTech, which was IDS at the time, and asked them if they would be willing to work on this project for us. And they surprisingly said yes. And we decided to move forward with that as part of our project.
Cool. You guys are venturing into uncharted waters here, and it didn't seem to be an issue, or there was no problem there. So, because you guys requested to produce your own statements, but there was like code involved and all sorts of stuff that just ordinarily doesn't take place.
You wouldn't think that there'd be a problem there, but there was a huge problem. When we did our statements before, we were using our core system. All of our credit cards were on our core, and so we were able to produce a very uniform statement file that went to LaserTech. So the difference here is that it was being produced by a large credit card processor, and the format was... much more binary. And so when we received the first file from the credit card processor, it was unreadable. We didn't have a clue. We were trying to match it up to current statements, and none of the information seemed like it made any sense. We knew that all of the information was in the file, but it was in a code that is not readable without a program. So it took us a long time, and we were fortunate enough that we had enough time for LaserTech to do the programming. We went back and forth, and John, I have to tell you, I can't believe that he actually got it done. we worked with them for, I think, several months, just working on trying to get the code to a place where we even understood where it would actually fit into our current member statements. And IDS purchased a program that was able to assist us with that, and we were able to get the statements out on time. We did think it was an incredible feat. I mean, we didn't realize, I think, going into the project, how difficult it was going to be. You know, LaserTech, during this whole time, I thought at some point in time they were just going to say, we're done. We can't figure this out. It's too difficult. And that's not what we heard. I mean, it was kind of like little pieces here and pieces there. And then finally, it all came together right at the timing that we needed. Now, that wasn't really miraculous. It was definitely on LaserTech side. I mean, all of the work that they had to do in the programming, I know it was evening, weekend work in order for them to get it done on time. Now, they never tell us that, but you know that you by looking at the emails and the things that come through, that how much work that they put into making that change. And I have to tell you, to top it all off, when I got the bill from LaserTech for the pricing on the programming, it was so unbelievably cheap. I could not believe that they did all of that programming for the price that they gave us. It was incredible.
Wow. I mean, it sounds like a lesson in perseverance right here, you know, and it's just getting the job done no matter how long it takes or how many baby steps you got to take to get to it. Because you mentioned before we started talking, it's like it was months of deciphering this code to get it right. And there's a lot. I can imagine the amount of data that's going back and forth here. My goodness.
Yeah, it was, I mean, it's hard to really put into perspective how big of a project this was. At the same time, we were doing all of the conversions, and, you know, LaserTech really understood all of those pieces, and they helped us through it. So we were extremely fortunate, and we ended up with exactly the same statement that the members had always seen. So that was a huge benefit for us.
Now, is it a matter of it looking, having a cohesive look, having a familiar look, as opposed to what the credit card processor was giving you, which was some kind of generic, messed up looking thing, as opposed to what you guys were doing?
Yeah, you know, well, I have to put it this way, is that over the last few years, our credit union has gone through lots of changes, many, many new products, mm-hmm. many new services. Mm-hmm. And so our members were kind of in a constant flux of change.
Right.
And so every change, it seemed like it was followed by a next one and the next one.
Right.
So for us, it was really important for us to keep something consistent.
Yeah.
Even though the product itself was changing, to have a statement that stayed the same was just a little bit of relief for them,
yeah.
not to have to go through that conversion as well.
Yeah, because I mean, not all of us like a whole lot of change. We understand mm-hmm. change happens, but we kind of like, especially on the consumer side, we like things to be kind of the same and familiar. It's safe territory. It's the trust thing. But sometimes things do have to change. But it sounds like you guys weathered that storm pretty darn well.
Yes. Yes. I have to say that overall, you know, I think that there's a lot of credit unions that face the same situation mm-hmm. as us, in that you want something very specifically the way that you want it.
Oh, yeah.
And it is difficult. Sometimes you have a picture in your mind of what it is that you want to have happen. And oftentimes you have to make some compromises. And that's the one thing that I have to say, that with IDS, we have never had to compromise. We have never had them contact us and say, well, you're going to have to change this a little bit. That's just not going to work out.
Really?
Whatever we have wanted, they have programmed and they've completed.
What a beautiful message to end on. Oh my gosh. Because I was going to ask you, like, what lessons have you learned? And you answered that already. But it's just, gosh, what a great message to end. Is there anything else you want to add, Caroline? This is a fantastic. Two really cool scenarios where you were kind of stuck in the mud and IDS came in and helped you out and got you out of that mud. And now you're traveling 75 miles an hour on the freeway. This is wonderful.
Right. Well, you know, when you're in charge of operations, you really do. I mean, you have so many different vendor relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know that personally that we've got over 200.
Good grief.
And it is unusual for you to feel like a vendor is a partner, because often you just don't get the opportunity to know them that well
mm-hmm.
or to work with them as closely as you do.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, you know, IDS is not a vendor. You know, they are definitely our partner. You know, they are concerned about what it is that
yeah.
we need
yeah.
and want. And they have gone beyond any partner that I've ever worked with in trying to get us what we need. So I just can't say enough about working with them.
Well, I think we're going to end it there, because you can't get any better than that statement. Thank you so much, Caroline.
You're
welcome.
Appreciate
the time. Black Hawk Communities, Caroline Redmond, thank you very much for taking time out of your busy schedule to tell us about the cool things that IDS is doing for you guys. Well done.